The conversation continues with State of the Nation's Brian McLean and Timothy Shea on today's News Talk TNT.
Hour 2, State of the Nation Friday show launching right now live on today's News Talk with me, Brian McLean, and Timothy Shea. We're in Texas and New York, respectively. Visit us on the web, tntradio.live. Big shout out to everybody in the interactive live chat room. Great to see Eileen, PK, I Drank Yo Milkshake, Ruckus, and a bunch of our other friends up in there. Thanks for hanging with us during the show. Always appreciate the conversation, the links, emojis, and reminders that people might have TikTok brain. Timothy, out of Denver, I wanted to cover this one because we touched on it yesterday. I didn't have my facts straight. So let's talk about Denver a little bit here so I can straighten this out. During a portion of an interview with CNBC that was recorded in February and then aired on Thursday's Cities of Success, some show I've never heard of, Denver Mayor Mike Johnson responded to a question on if the city was too open to migrants and too generous by stating that, quote, it's a balance. We want to be a welcoming city, but doing that without federal help requires shared sacrifice. It requires compromise. So we are both making cuts to city budgets to meet this financial need, and we're making cuts to the amount of services we can provide to the migrants that arrive and to the number of folks we can serve. And that goes back to what I was referring to yesterday, where we had, I don't know, an airport or a bus station full of illegal migrants being told by an official, hey, you should go to Chicago, you should go to New York. They got all kind of stuff for you. We're running out of room here.
Yeah, and this is Mike Johnston with a T, unlike Speaker Mike Johnson without a spine in D.C. And, you know, Brian, look, I am so sick of them calling these people migrants. They're not migrants. These people are illegal aliens. They're invaders. They waved their own flag when they came across. And look, are many of them good people? Absolutely. It doesn't matter. They still broke the law. And their very presence here is a slap in the face to every hardworking immigrant that saved up, came here legally, and has worked their butt off to make this a better country. Too many of these people come here. There was a woman today I saw. She's disappointed in the housing that she's getting in New York City. I feel offended, she said. We came here with an American dream, and this is how they house us? Excuse me, she's offended? No, I'm offended. As a native New Yorker, I'm offended.
Yeah. It's just amazing to see this. I mean, who in Denver, is there some like large voting population in Denver that I'm not aware of, Timothy, that is like, yes, I would definitely like to cut some services here to the people of Colorado so that we can, donate more, give more away to people who are here illegally. I just don't see that as a voting block that is a real one.
Well, you know what, Brian? I have not gone over the Denver city budget with a fine-tooth comb, but I've got a sneaking suspicion that Mayor Johnston is not going to be sharing in the sacrifice. I doubt his security detail is going to be reduced by one man hour. He's not going to be losing any vehicles, and all the perks of office, I think they're going to be fully funded. Color me cynical, but that's how I see it.
Well, I mean, it's not just cynicism, it's track record, right? Because we just watched this whole 502 FISA thing happen and go down. And who's protected from it? Oh, yeah, those creatures on Capitol Hill that voted for it. So they're clear, but none of the rest of us are. And apparently, you know, Trump's campaign is probably in that none of the rest of us category yet again.
And I will be very surprised if they don't take the two-hop rule and make it a three-hop rule this time.
Oh, yeah. Count on it. Real quickly, also, before we go to a quick sweep and bring our first guest in, which we're excited about, out of Epoch Times, controversial rule to expand background checks on gun sales. This proposed new rule, it's not really a rule. It's a change in definition by the ATF. It's seen as a step toward the Biden administration's goal of universal background checks, and some might say closing so-called loopholes, this fake idea of gun show loopholes and private sale loopholes. But they're looking at if this, I looked at this pretty closely, and if this were to go through, well, they're looking at taking away, you know, your ability to will something, you know, to someone, make a private sale. There's a lot of shenanigans going on inside this thing. And Firearm Policy Coalition and Gun Owners of America, their lawyers' printer machines are right now going brrr.
Well, as day follows night, you can rely on Democrats to not do anything substantive about gun violence, but to always, always, always go after gun owners' rights. In Missouri, there's a bill before the state Senate right now that was so poorly drafted, it redefines what a school is so that parents who homeschool their children, their house under this new legislation is deemed a school, which makes the parents felons if they have firearms in the house. Because in Missouri, you can't have firearms in a school. See how that works?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Yeah, so many vectors from which to do this end run around the Constitution. Hey, for all the latest community events, rallies, marches, festivals, and fundraisers happening near you, then visit our What's On Events calendar on the TNT website, tntradio.live, and stay in touch on today's News Talk TNT.
It's the stuff.
What citizen wouldn't want to make American great again?
People are talking about.
Vilifying MAGA, it's just not going to work.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
All right, our good friend Kate Monroe joins us now from VetCom. Kate, it's great to have you. Happy Friday. Thanks for joining us on State of the Nation.
Hey there. Yeah. I'm all the way in Dallas, Texas today. I just got done shooting for the Dr. Phil show that I'm going to be on Monday. So it's been a day. I've been up since 3:45. So,
all right. Well, thanks for staying up with the old folks tonight.
Yeah. Dr. Phil too, huh? Can you give us a preview? Are you allowed to say what the topic's going to be?
Well, we're going to be talking about stuff that we talk about. We're going to be talking about the border and about veterans. You know, I broke that story this week on Thursday. I did that story, the $6,500 payout to the cartel, and the guy going to work at DoorDash. That's a big deal. I mean, that was a pretty big story that I'm really proud of being a part of. And so, you know, some of that we'll talk about, but you know, we're talking about big issues. It's his new show, not the old style show. So I'm really excited.
Excellent. Is it more of a like a live stream podcast format? Is he kind of come into the current times, or is it just a brand new like network show or cable show?
Well, it's Dr. Phil primetime. So it's not a daytime talk show, but it is a studio audience, actual talk show. But it's about big topics like, you know, like the border, like veterans, like homelessness, those types of things. They're tackling big issues and getting key players that they feel are of high value or recognition in that space to come and talk. So,
well, there's so much to talk about, just our border alone. What are you finding that's new this week?
Well, new this week, I went out and I went down to the border in San Diego again, as I do. And I found seven Turkish immigrants coming over. I watched the cartel drive away and, you know, in the dust, they just left them there. At the wall, and I got them about 100 yards from the border wall, and they told me that they are here legally since they paid the cartel $6,500. That's their impression, that they're here legally, and they are going to, they're probably already driving for DoorDash up in Santa Monica. So what's happening is illegal immigrants are coming over. They're driving under other people's licenses. They're delivering people's food. God knows they're probably working for Uber and Lyft doing the same thing, getting paid slave labor wages. And I just feel like breaking that story was a big deal because I want these big companies to investigate into what they are doing. If they are allowing this, imagine being the parent of, say, a high schooler, and you tell your high schooler, hey, call me, I'm going to get you an Uber. I don't want you to drink and drive or get yourself in any trouble. And then all of a sudden, an illegal immigrant picks up your child and we have another Lake and Riley situation. I really feel like these big giant companies need to take a closer look at what they're doing.
There was just a missing woman recently, and she's still missing, last I heard, but they found her cell phone at an airport. And I'm seeing really creepy videos out of the backs of hotel closets that have trap doors in them and all kind of stuff. And it's, you know, people are starting to wonder, like, wow, like how rampant is this getting? People getting, you know, abducted, trafficked and whatnot.
Well, I mean, in my opinion, you never see, it's very interesting that we always say that it's men and women coming to the border. I've only ever seen two or three women out of the thousands of people I've seen. So if the women are coming here, where are they now? Right? They're not the ones getting bussed around and getting flown all over the country. Something happens to them when they are en route here. And these little Colombian girls that I met, they were assaulted multiple times on their way here because they ran out of money to pay the cartel. So we are putting migrants in danger by telling them, hey, come one, come all, everything's free. Well, the path to get here is very, very dangerous. And then once they get, where are all the kids? Where are all the children? Border Patrol tells us that charities, mainly Catholic charities, come and pick up all these kids. You never see these kids again. Where are all these kids? Where are the women? It's a very precarious situation we find ourselves in as a country, being complicit in this kind of trafficking.
And the Border Patrol is doing a great job interdicting drugs at the ports of entry. But even they admit that they're only getting about 10% of the drugs that are coming in. Correct. And they interdicted more drugs last year than they have in history. And they're still only getting 10%.
Well, you got to think, if they were able to confiscate more than they've ever confiscated, but yet we have more migrants pouring across our border than we ever have. Math would tell you that those migrants that the cartels bring in here, that $6,500 you paid them, that will not be enough. I bet you those Turkish immigrants were forced to carry drugs across. The Border Patrol, I've watched them do their whole search. They do not search any of those roller bags that come across. And it'll be very interesting when you see 10 or 15 people carrying the same roller bag. Did they all go shopping together, or were they given that roller bag on their way across the border?
Oh, I'm sure they just stopped off in Panama and had Amazon drop them, you know, the most popular
Correct.
Bag.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got to be a coincidence.
They bought the bag the same time they bought the new iPhone.
Yeah.
Correct. Well, we give them the new iPhone like we give them the plane tickets. I mean, we make sure they even get a little bagged lunch. I mean, God forbid we not get our snacks together as we get across the border.
So, Kate, if you want a new iPhone, what's that cost you? $800, $1,000, depending on if your contract's up?
Correct. And yeah, my contract's not up yet, so
you take your roller bag unchecked, unscanned on any public transit inside the continental United States?
No. In fact, I brought up a really, I think, salient point today that how is it that you need your passport to get to Mexico, to fly to Mexico so the cartel can pick you up, but you can leave it at the border so that you can pretend to claim asylum, but then magically you get on a plane inside of the U.S. I think we talked about this before, but the more I think about it, probably a million people have flown around inside our country. I can't even, to this morning, I almost couldn't get on my flight because my name is spelled wrong. Yet everybody from every country can fly around with no ID. I mean,
You just need to find the line that says no ID traveler, passportless. I've seen these signs. I've seen pictures of these signs in airports. And the other thing that really freaks me out, Kate, is I also see signs from DHS on the wall inside the airports that say, if you suspect you're witnessing human trafficking, call this number. Yeah, and then next to it, or, you know, down on another terminal, there's a whole bunch of black tarp and you like people peek behind it and there's a whole bunch of people in there. I'm surprised people aren't like calling the DHS number on the airport like every time they go.
Well, I mean, what if we looked at it this way? What if it's us that's human trafficking? We are human trafficking. We are trafficking people around inside our country illegally.
Yeah, Joe Biden's trafficking voters to every Republican district in the country. I've got a trip coming up to Las Vegas this summer, and I'm thinking of just going up to the St. Lawrence River and taking a swim, going back across the bridge and saying, hola, yo soy aquí, Las Vegas, por favor.
It was like when I went down to close the border, I said, oh, great. now that I walked back in, can I get my free cell phone and, you know, my free housing? That'd be awesome. My free lunch. I mean, that's really what we're up against as a country. I wish it was funny, right? Like, I wish like our rhetoric was funny, but it's so scary. In fact, I don't think people really wrap their heads around the gravity of the situation we find ourselves in. We're in the biggest military recruiting crisis we've ever been in, facing three wars with an open border. And we're just like, oh, well, I'm on to the next thing. There's so much crap on the news, you can't even keep up with it. So people are like, well, I guess the border is not the flavor of the week this week. This week it's, you know, something else. Where does it end? When do the people stand up and go, hey, you know what? We're really not digging this whole thing that you're doing, you Biden administration lefties.
Yeah.
Hopefully well, that on November 5th.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Good riddance.
Yeah. We're going to have to wait and see.
I'm still pissed that I'm not running for Congress.
Yeah, like, we are too.
How does someone like me not get in? It's because the party doesn't want you in, because they know when you get there, you're going to arrive violently and force change because you're not quiet. They can't put you in a little box and put a muzzle on you.
You're a threat to democracy. That's why we love you, Kate.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm all for the Republic. I'm tired of this Democrat oligarchy nonsense we got going on.
And don't feel, don't take it too personal, because I tell you what, we had to, you know, Timothy and I, we had to alter your bio the other day and say former congressional candidate from congressional candidate. But you know what? That's probably the dozenth time I've had to do that when someone really cool gets introduced to us on TNT and we talk to them a lot all the way through their campaign. Yeah. There have been a number of edits we've done on bios like that, and it always makes us, you know, shed a little tear for our country. But Kate, we're
you
out,
know what?
And we're I out of time. Go ahead and take us out.
I just love actually that I'm not running, because they better watch out, because there's no leash on this devil dog anymore, so you better watch out, because I'm coming for all of you. I will pull the whole infrastructure down brick by brick. You guys have a great day.
All right, great. Thank you so much.
Bye, guys.
Great final words. Yes, that's right. Devil dog off a leash. Watch out at Kate Monroe, CEO on IG and X. So get on over there and follow her. And of course, visit vetcom. That's with 2ms.us. This is State of the Nation on today's News Talk, TNT.
TNT's Jason Burmess.
Peace through strength. Now, on its surface, it sounds very good, right? Well, we're going to have a strong military and a strong defense, and that is going to bring us peace. But when you just scratch the surface a little itty bitty bit, what do they say? They say things like, we've got to give Ukraine the weapons they need to do the job. That would be impossible, because there are no amount of weapon systems we can give Ukraine to end the conflict in Russia. Period. Full stop. I'm in a place called reality. So that is not an answer. That is an establishment moment that lets me know they're riding the flow of whatever will keep them in office, keep them on television, and keep them empowered.
Jason Burmess on today's News Talk, TNT. The Net Zero Con will leave millions of citizens dependent on state handouts.
It isn't a theory.
It's an agenda. There is no climate emergency. On air 24/7. This is today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Senator Tim Kaine drew parallels between parents who, quote unquote, raise hell at school board meetings and January 6 rioters, calling those parents negative, complaining, name-calling pessimists working to tear us down and tear us apart. Unbelievable. He went on to say, quote, I realized when I was barricaded in the Capitol on January 6th, when it was under attack, that the tension right now in this country and in this world is between those who will stand up for others and those who want to tear us down or tear us apart, end quote. Kaine said this during a sparsely attended Friday evening block party at a local park in Dumfries, Virginia. Eddie Garcia, is building a grassroots campaign to unseat this swamp creature known as Tim Kaine. He's an Army veteran with 6 combat deployments, a veterans advocate, a conservative, and your much-needed next Republican senator for Virginia. Eddie, welcome back to State of the Nation. We saw your video response to what Tim Kaine said, but break this down for us. Tell us what he said and how it all got started first.
Well, thanks. First of all, thanks, guys, for having me. I got to tell you that next U.S. Senator line sounds so great coming from your lips to my ears. Now we just got to make it happen. Yeah, I mean, Senator Tim Kaine is you described him pretty well there in your opening. I mean, and he's coming out recently now and comparing concerned citizens, concerned moms and dads at school boards to rioters, to domestic terrorists, as to, if you listen to the FBI and what they've called them. It's time to stand up against that. I said in my video response on Twitter, and it's got a lot of positive feedback so far, is that we didn't ask for this culture war. We didn't ask for this fight. So many parents are just trying to live their lives and want their kids to go to a decent school that teaches them the basics on how to prepare themselves to think and prepare themselves for the future workforce. We didn't ask for all the culture war nonsense that is inhabiting our public school systems. And so now that it's been thrust in our face, we're standing up, we're speaking up, we're showing up to these school board meetings and school board events, and we're getting involved in politics, and that threatens the powers that be. And so that, in my opinion, that's a good thing. The powers that be, people like Tim Kaine, these politicians that have run our lives for generations, it's time for them to retire. And if they won't retire on their own, it's time for the American people to retire them at the ballot box. And so to show up and vote these guys out of office, and I'm running for the United States Senate here in Virginia to do just that.
Well, that's exactly what we need to do. Our next guest, Chuck Kordak of Right to Center USA, and I are working hard in Ohio to give you a great colleague. Bernie Moreno, he'd be another hardcore conservative in the Senate, which is what we need. We don't need any people like Mike Johnson, who apparently went into a skiff, and Representative Massey calls it the haunted house because, you know, guys go into the skiff and an hour later they come out white as a ghost. And of course, my cynical take is that that's when they show them all of the compromat that they've got on them and get them to comply. But who hates you more, the Democrats or the Republicans? Because sometimes it's hard to tell the difference.
Well, I got to tell you guys, I mean, you're hitting the nail on the head when it comes to the Garcia campaign. You mentioned Bernie Moreno out there in Ohio. I believe that there's a desire for a new type of Republican leadership, one that comes from us, not at us. And I'm trying to usher that in here in Virginia, as Moreno is trying to do the same out in Ohio. We're sick and tired of the Republican Party, because we're in primary fights right now. The Republican Party in Washington, D.C., the powers that be that are run by out-of-state millionaires and billionaires through dark money, through PACs that are unaccountable. We don't know where that money really comes from. We don't know what their interests are tied to. And so these guys are getting behind these establishment candidates here in Virginia, and I'm sure the same. I'm not too tied into Ohio, but I'm sure the same out there as well. And it's incumbent upon the average American citizen, Virginian here in this Commonwealth, to stand up and stand with the little guy, to stand with those people that come from the same communities that you come from, that have a vision and of legislation, of a government that's run by us, for us, with us, and to stand shoulder to shoulder with you. Not one of these guys that wants to rule over the top of you. Not one of these Republican establishment guys who takes money from these large corporations and these packs with dark money. People like Club for Growth, people like Americans for Prosperity, and there's so many more. It's time for a grassroots movement. It's time for a movement by, with, and for the people. And that's what I'm trying to establish here in Virginia. And we're seeing a lot of success. And the more that I speak, the more that people resonate. We're tired of a Republican Party that will bend over backwards for those who have a lot. And I say it all the time. I mean, we have a federal government right now that will do a whole lot for the people who already have a whole lot. And it does very little for the people who have very little. And those things are wrong. We should be, that should be inverse. We should have a government that works for all of us, not just a connected class. People are sick and tired of it on the left, and they're sick and tired of it on the right. And so it's going to be incumbent upon the people of the grassroots, of working people, of all backgrounds, of all persuasions, to come together, unite, and really take our country back from the politically connected who have galvanized control over a generation. It's time to break that.
Yeah. Yeah. Eddie, hold the line. We've got a headline we're going to take. And when we come back, I want to pick up right there and talk about just sort of this big difference that I think you're kind of pointing out right here that Timothy and I see all the time, where it's like, you know, a candidate like you or one like our previous guest, Kate, comes along and they don't say things that are intentionally divisive. They're not looking to pander to one side or the other, even though, yes, you're a Republican, but you're not doing things intentionally alienate people on the other side, like Tim Kaine just demonstrated he's happy to do. So hold the line. We'll pick up right there. This is this is today's News Talk, TNT.
This is today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Here is the news.
For TNT, this is James O'Neill. The United States has heightened its security protocols for diplomatic staff in Israel, restricting them from traveling beyond the greater areas of Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Beersheba due to concerns of an imminent Iranian attack. The Democratic National Committee reportedly used its funds to pay for legal representation for President Joe Biden during a special counsel investigation into his handling of classified documents.
Globalist agendas, democratic rights at risk, corruption, propaganda. It never stops. For the news and views silenced by the mainstream media, by government and corporations, vote one. TNT Radio. Free speech always has a home here. Stay up to date with the latest live news and current affairs delivered by our lineup of expert commentators and hosts. Listen to TNT Radio anywhere you go. Ask Alexa or Google to play TNT Radio or download the TNT Radio app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Today's News Talk. This is TNT Radio.
Eddie Garcia is our guest. You can follow him on social media, x.com, at Eddie Garcia VA, and the website. Go to the website, eddiegarciava.com. And you know what? You don't have to be in Virginia to support Eddie. As a nation, you know, Timothy just recommended someone in Ohio. Nationwide, we need people like Eddie. So get on over to eddiegarciava.com and support him if you're able to. We'd love that. Or just get out there and make it known that you support him. Share the site on your social media page, something like that. Now, Eddie, I'm still a little fuming at what Tim Kaine said here on a couple of different levels. It's like, number one, he's alienating parents. He's alienating traditionalists. He's alienating anyone who's had a problem in schools, with schools. One of the most common problems Americans have right now. And at the same time, he's also propping up the propaganda that's built around the J6 incident in making that comparison. It's like that comparison will only pander to people who are, you know, beer bonging CNN into their third eye 24/7 and think that J6 is as CNN and the J6 Council has said it is. So I find this to be multifacetedly egregious. But the sickest part is that alienation of the other side, just that we can never work together sort of thing. And I never see you say anything like that.
Well, I think it's very crucial that we be as precise as possible in our words, especially because I believe this is a tactic. This is a Democrat tactic used by people like Senator Kaine that I've seen in the past, where he says something to gaslight the other side, to gaslight our side, the Republican side or the conservatives, to gaslight some of these people so that, and it gets them so outraged that they say things maybe inarticulate. They say things that can be misconstrued. And then for the average person, like the vast majority of people aren't paying attention to politics like this. And so when they see the response, because the media will highlight the response, they won't highlight his words. Inarticulately spoken on behalf of Republicans. They'll highlight that and call us crazy and call us extremists and call us names. And the average person, there's an old saying, don't argue with fools because people from a distance can't tell who is who. That's this tactic. And so I try to be measured in my response and more precise in my words and say, look, we didn't ask for this. We're not the terrorists. We're not the problem. We're not the extremists. This is a This is a progressive activist class of people within the education system, holistically from higher education all the way down to pre-K. We turned our back to the education system. 30 years later, we've looked up and we've seen what's going on. We're not happy about it. And we're starting to speak up and take those school boards back. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing. We didn't ask for this fight. But now that we're involved, we're going to win it. And we're going to win it by building unity. We're going to win it by building coalitions. We're going to win it by making the argument to people who have been uninvolved and say, look, this is why school choice matters. This is why the power being pushed back down to the people matters so much. We can do that. That's why candidates also matter. So we have to have candidates that are running for office that have thought these things through, can make the argument, can articulate that argument to the people that we need to show up and vote for us and support us in this effort. That's what I'm trying to do, and I believe that's what's going to win at the end of the day.
You're right. We didn't ask for this fight, and Democrats don't like the fact that they are now entering the find-out phase because they've overstepped the mark. People see the arrogance of Representative Tali Baba, Democrat from Dearbornistan, saying, I don't talk to Fox News. I don't talk to Fox News. You would love to talk to CNN, MSNBC, anybody that's going to put a microphone in your face. You don't care. You're going to talk and get your message out articulately and not rise to the bait, as you just described too many people do. The problem is exactly as you put it. People aren't being shown the provocation. They're only being shown the response. They're being told half-truths at best. And by people who, as a traditional Roman Catholic, these people like Tim Kaine and Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and the Cuomos and the Kennedys, in many cases, that hold themselves out as Catholics, it's like, you people are nothing of the sort, and you're the ones that are sending FBI into our churches and considering us to be threats, domestic terror threats.
Yeah, well, as a traditional Catholic myself, I am totally in disagreement with the Joe Biden, Tim Kaine, Nancy Pelosi style of Catholics. I think they do a disservice to the faith that they claim to represent. And then only that, they tout it as an excuse as to where they stand politically. It's a shame. And I would tell you, when you talk about the media and showing the reaction, I mean, in this world, I mean, in this space, that their ideology has become their new religion. And the media is their televangelist. They're the ones that are on TV that are promoting their type of religiosity. And that's a progressive ideology. It's a liberal church. And it stands above everything else in their world. And so the truth has no ideology. I try to speak it as plainly and as simple as I can. And I think the truth wins.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. What do you think about, we were just talking earlier in the show about Denver. Denver has this massive influx of illegal migrants, and they're telling them, go somewhere else. Like, we're happy to just, you know, take our citizens' tax money and buy you bus tickets, buy you phones. We've confiscated all the hotels we can, so you might do better in New York or Chicago or, I don't know, maybe Richmond. I mean, this is getting just clownish at this point.
Well, it is, and it's also a shame because Denver was such a beautiful town, and because with their lax crime policy and now their openness to illegals from the very beginning, and now that they actually showed up, now that all of a sudden the tone changes and they don't actually want them, and that's sadly what we see a lot with this liberal hierarchy, this progressive hierarchy. It's all well and good until it comes to your door, and then they want to do something about it, and not the right thing. They just want to shirk it on somebody else's responsibility. So if you take out loans that you can't afford, that you signed the dotted line, well, it's not your problem. Let's push it off to the taxpayer. You're a sanctuary city. Sure, we should all come in because we want to feel good about ourselves. And then when they do show up, we're like, oh, let's push it to somebody else. The truth is that we need to secure our border. We need to secure our border. We need to increase asylum judges. We need to reduce this backlog of people who are supposedly seeking asylum and determine whether or not they qualify or they don't. If they don't, they need to go back. We need to legislate remain in Mexico. At the bottom line is we need a Republican U.S. Senate with a Republican president so that we can pass legislation that does just that. And then we can get some law and order again, and we can stop spending so many hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars at the border every single month. And what that's going to do, it's going to reduce crime, and it's going to help those same people that the progressives pretend to care about, which is the poor, which is minority communities, those that are living on the fringes. And we get that money back to where it should be, which is focused on Americans that are suffering, not the rest of the world. We got a government right now that works really good if you're someone else other than an American citizen. If you live outside this nation and you want to come to it, the American government works fine. But if you live here, if you're a veteran that's homeless, if you're a senior that's being priced out of your own home, if you're working two jobs to make a living because these rents are unaffordable and you can't purchase a home because the interest rates are so high, the government's not doing anything for you. And so it's time for change. It's time for real change, positive change, change back from the years of the Biden and Obama years. And it's time for real conservative American, what I call an all-American agenda.
All right. Well, I was going to ask you for final words because we're out of time, but those were the best final words I've heard out of you today. So we're going to let it go right there, Eddie, at Eddie Garcia VA on X.com. EddieGarciaVA.com. Those are the websites. Eddie, any parting thoughts before we got to let you go?
Come hit me up on social. Donate to the campaign. It's going to be a big year. 2024, we're going to win.
All right. There you go. Eddie Garcia right here on today's News Talk TNT.
The challenges our planet's animals are facing sometimes feel a bit heavy.
The animals haven't eaten in a day, 2 days, they haven't drank anything. They're cold, they're dehydrated.
As soon as we started our descent, everywhere I could see was mud, just absolutely mud.
So the country has been in prolonged drought so long, it was like a tinderbox waiting to go up.
Okay, very heavy. Each of us wants to be part of the solution, and we can be. Remember that there's good happening right now. At home.
All right, we were able to get into your unit, and we have all four of your cats. So,
okay.
And around the world. For any animal in any disaster. So let's focus on that, right? Be part of the solution, one rescue at a time. Search ifa.org/disaster-ready.
Last week, Brandon met a girl on a dating app. One day after work, he finally found the courage to ask her out. No answer. He started to panic. Was he being too pushy? Maybe it was too...
Hey, sorry I didn't respond. I was driving. I would love to go on a date. How does tonight sound?
Brandon tried to play it cool, but inside he knew. A girl so smart, so responsible. She must be a keeper.
Interviews, news, and views. You're listening to State of the Nation with Timothy Shea and Brian McClain on today's News Talk TNT.
If it's Friday, it's time to check out what's going on in the flyover states. Flyover Friday is a regular feature here. And joining us is Chuck Kordak from Right of Center USA in Columbus, Ohio. Welcome back to State of the Nation, Chuck.
Timo, it's great to be here with you and Brian. Absolutely fantastic. And I wore my lucky Masters hat, Timbo. If you could take a look at that, it's Masters Week.
It is indeed.
And they sent me a whole case of these Masters programs, Timbo. I think I sent you one of these, didn't I?
You did, yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
And those programs only, you can buy them at the course or they're only for the partners. And of course, we do cigars for the Masters down there for some of the organizations. And it's great work. Great work.
Tim, will you be surprised? The program's still only $10 is what they charge. They sent me a case of the sandwiches down there are only $1.50.
$1.50. They don't gouge the patrons. It's a beautiful thing. And we'll give a quick push for deploymentbrands.com. Any purchase on the website from now until Sunday is going to enter you in to a raffle for a great swag prize. But we got to get into the politics right now. What's up with the Republicans? Now they're pushing for a non-citizen voting ban. There's already a federal ban. What's going on?
Kimbo, is that absolutely amazing? You know, it came out in the Dallas News that there's a, you know, but there's already a ban. It's like don't they do their homework in DC? They already know this, that this is not going to happen. It's kind of crazy. I must be a slow news day, Tibbo, or people are not being taught civics correctly, you know, in school, which they're not. And they have a history. Remember the old thing, I'm just the bill sitting on Capitol Hill. They don't teach kids any of this stuff. I guess they're not teaching any of the people in Congress this either, Tibbo, that they're doing this. They must want to just stir the pot and be muckrakers. Little yellow journalism going on.
Yeah, it is.
It's amazing. You know, we saw the numbers come out last week for how many non-ID'd voters there are. And my state, Texas, was at the top of the list with like 1.275 million.
Not Ohio. Frank LaRose has done a great job, and he's even doing even a better job, Tibbo. Him and Alabama are trying to lock Joe Biden out because they're not making the 90-day rule either.
Yeah.
Those two states, you know, God bless Frank. You know, he's absolutely fantastic. You know, he was one of our guys, but, you know, we really tried to help out Bernie Moreno the most because he really could put it over. Bernie's a fantastic candidate, but for Frank to do something like this in Alabama to go after them for the 90-day law, and he said, oh, it's petty politics or anything like that. They're just, you know, you have to push the whole convention back. The Democratic convention in Chicago is probably a good idea. You know, if Mayor Daley was there, people would be getting bitten by dogs, and the police would be beating up all the hippies and the liberals and the communists. It's probably a good thing that they push it back, or they don't even have it, Tibbo. They don't even have the convention.
Yeah, why do they even need a convention, right? And we just had a great traditional Catholic who's running for United States Senate in Virginia, Eddie Garcia. We mentioned Bernie Moreno. We need good people like Bernie, like Eddie in the Senate. Yesterday was a big day there in Columbus, too, wasn't it?
Tim, I'm glad you brought that up. You know, it's kind of ironic. I have not missed a Masters in years. Been going down there for a long time. We get passes. We do the cigars in a couple of houses down there for the NBAA and the, you know, the private jet community, because it is the Super Bowl networking.
Yeah.
But Cardinal Burke came to town. It was like I actually took communion from him, Timbo. It was an amazing, you know, had lunch with him, discussed, you know, what was going on in Rome at the Vatican and everything that he's been going. You actually been following. You're the one who really pushed me. As I told you last night, you are making me want to be a better Catholic, Timbo. You really,
well, it was the feast of Pope St. Leo, and His Eminence Raymond Leo Cardinal Burke was there, and you got to see a pontifical high mass, which is spectacular. I've never been able to attend one in person. I've only seen them on YouTube, but it's people bringing back traditional values in all realms. It's politics, it's religion, it's education. We need more of this. And even up in that state to the north, we need more. But that's not what they're getting up there, is it?
No, and actually what they're getting, Timbo, is Gretchen's coming out with her own book.
Just what every bookshelf
Simon
needed.
Simon and Schuster, you know. But Timbo, you got to think about this. This is how these people get they get their bribes. They're getting paid off. Netflix gives all these guys, gave AOC, what, $6 million? And now they're giving money to Gretchen. Who's going to read this book? Unless it's got some freaky exploits in it with her and her ex-husband or something crazy in there. But she's got a book out that's coming out. I mean, who's going to buy this thing? It's almost like what Eddie Murphy, back in that movie, that he was a congressman and got elected, and the one congressman, you know, had all these books and they paid for him to get them published. No one bought them. They're giving them out. I mean, her book probably won't even make Ollie's Army, you know, in the discount shelves, you know, to give the thing away. Oh, but that's right. They'll probably give them to all the illegal aliens to read. That's how they're going to distribute it.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. I would not be surprised. Right? Yeah, here's your gift bag. It's got your new just the last four of your new social. All you need is the last four, right? That'll help you get a gig economy job. We were talking with Kate Monroe earlier about gig economy jobs just getting overrun by people that are here illegally. My goodness, that's an interesting turn of events, isn't it? Giant corporate technocrat entities running gig economies that pick people up in cars or bring people their food, now being staffed by, you know, people that don't have driver's licenses and, you know, pseudo social security numbers and stuff. It's pretty interesting turn of developments.
Yeah, I was up at the mall recently here in Columbus, and I saw that they're using the mall parking lot, you know, for distribution, and all these illegal aliens are driving and making deliveries, and they're using the mall parking lot as pickup and drop-off zones and loading zones and bringing drivers. I'm just sitting there going, this is amazing. I was actually on a conference call with Timbo watching it as it was happening the other day.
Yeah, it was incredible. And something else is incredible. I was on the phone with MAGA Institute partner Brooke McGowan today, and she's back in North Carolina, and it looks like the Tar Heel State might be able to swing the 2024 election.
It really is, Tibble. I mean, it's the whole swing state and everything that's going on in the 2024 election, that state could really, really swing the election. And it's great. It's a great flyover state. You know, they're looking at that as, you know, we're going to get everything back in North Carolina. It'd be great if we can get rid of that governor there, you know, and bring back the state and make it solid Republican. You know, I remember back in the day when, you know, Elizabeth Dole was a senator there and how strong it was. You know, it was a diehard Republican state. But, you know, Charlotte got bigger. You know, you also have Raleigh-Durham area and that whole technology up there. And they're bringing, everybody's moving there. You know, the Cary, for example, Cary, North Carolina, stands for Containment Area for Relocated Yankees. And they want you to go back. They're just flooding the places, Timbo. We see it all over the flyover states. You know, it's escape from New York.
Yeah, but what's going on with the court up down there in North Carolina?
Well, you know, the big thing with the case is the high court may affect how partisan officials, you know, file voter fraud claims, Timbo. You've been following this story, you know, outsiders coming in, and then we're saying that, you know, it's a fraudulent election, and we filed claims against it, and they're saying it's North Carolina, you got to stay out of this, you can't do this, and it's fraudulent fraud claims, just like when, you know, Mike from MyPillow would go all over the United States and say, it's fraud here, fraud there, Dominion, everything's going on. They don't have a Frank LaRose in North Carolina that will really lock down that state. They really, truly need that. And we need more guys like Frank. You know, he's part of that whole thing where all the Secretary of States get together. Frank's going to terminal it out. He needs to run for governor. You know, and I would be backing him. So we need to get rid of that governor in North Carolina, too.
Did you see Tim Kaine's comments out of Virginia? I know Virginia's not really a flyover state, but we were speaking with Eddie Garcia about it. Tim Kaine coming out and talking about people that are interested in parents' rights and schools issues, comparing them to J6ers. My goodness.
You know, that's kind of ironic about the whole comparing them to J6ers. And it's kind of crazy that people from Virginia are actually going all over the United States talking about J6ers and comparing it. One of the articles we were going to talk about is the ex-DC officer is going around the country talking about being attacked on January 6th insurrections. And he's promoting it, going to all these universities. So it's
one of the meanwhile, it was the police that instigated all of that by firing tear gas and rubber bullets into a peaceful crowd.
Yeah, and what's his speaking parents? Fee?
Yeah, of course. And we got to find out who's funding this guy to go travel all over the United States. He said at one time he was a huge Trump supporter because Trump, you know, backed the police. But after going through the January 6th, you know, and fearing for his life, you know, he's out talking to all these college students saying, I was there. This is what happened. But you don't get all the videotapes because a lot of it's been erased.
Yeah, take my word for it. Just like Tim Kaine, when I was cowering in my office, hiding from this attack, I was thinking about all these things, and it made me think about you parents that want to have, you know, control over what your kids learn in school. You're terrible. It's just like, what is this?
And locking them all up. It's terrible, Timbo.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, do you think that police officer that's going around the country talking about how terrible January 6th was might have spent a few minutes in the haunted house skiff? Do you think that's how they flipped him?
In the DC skiff? I don't know. It sounds to me like he probably didn't even have to get taken down to the skiff. He was the kind of person that would be like a David Hogg and say, oh, I get $25,000 for each speaking event? Cool, sign me up. I don't care what's in the skiff. Sign me up. Give me a script. I'm off and running.
And Timbo, shame on him. You know how much, you know, deployment brands helps out the police officers around the country, NYPD and the first responders, FDNY. And for this guy to do this, It's shameful, you know. But of course, he gets his kiss every month. Plus, he's probably getting a consulting for the fee for this too. You know,
the old kiss in the mail. It's an honorarium. Please, let's not diminish it by calling it a fee. It's an honorarium.
Oh no, he's probably doing it. He's probably getting a book deal, Jimbo, and he's also going to be on January 6th. You know, on Netflix.
Yeah. So there's another state that needs a Frank LaRose as Secretary of State, and that's the state immediately below mine, Pennsylvania. What's going on with the undated ballots there?
Jimbo, they're still fighting over the undated ballots are still unsettled in Pennsylvania. And what if his SCOTUS doesn't rule by the election? You know, this whole undated ballot deal, it's like, how are they getting away with this, Timbo? And they still haven't ruled on it. It's going in, what, its fourth year?
Yeah.
I mean, how slow is this? It's obvious they're working this up. They're going to cheat again. And, Timbo, you and I were in Philadelphia. And we watched it.
Oh, I know. We saw it happen. You saw it happen up in Michigan. I saw it happen down in Philly.
Yeah, went down and did an affidavit with Rudy Giuliani. Get your ass down here, Chuck.
That's right.
You know, tell us what happened up in Michigan. You know, seeing two black vans and a Cadillac SUV pull at the Cobo Hall, the convention center, opens up and there's pallets of nicely folded ballots. And I'm looking at the interns, and I look at each other going, what the hell is going on here? We called Rudy, and we were down there, Timbo, you know, having a great time.
Now, guys, we should maybe compare notes because, Hash, you're from Northern California. I'm from Central New York. Chuck's from Central Ohio. Now, I remember when I was in school and you'd have a deadline and maybe you'd get a sore throat or maybe you just didn't do all the work in time and you go in and you ask the teacher for an extension. I don't see anywhere in any election law that says you get to have an extension if you miss election day.
Unless, of course, you're dating your TA in your English.
I guess maybe. But what do you think, Hesh? How crazy is this, Hesh?
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. This is exactly the kind of thing that is driving many Americans to say this is not a voting system. Just is not. You know, especially, you know, people are seeing like that stuff we were talking about with Dominion, all the latest stuff that's come out with Dominion. You know, people have lost trust in Fox because they totally bent over for Dominion, and you know, fired Tucker and all that. So, you know, yeah, it's funny how that works. It's also kind of funny how, like, it's just a rules for thee but not for me situation almost every time. I'll give you an example. At that weird sycophantic event that Obama, Biden, and Harris had in New York with that giant Lizzo performer, you had to show ID to get in.
Right? Yeah.
You had to show ID to get into their event where they're going to make $25 million, but you don't have to show ID to vote.
No, it's racist. It's racist to show ID to vote. Yeah.
Chuck, we got a couple minutes left.
Let's leave everybody on a high note. What's going on down in Georgia, and why was yesterday morning such a special day, a special morning?
Well, Timbo, a couple things. That's because Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, and Tom Watson got to tee off together. And of course, you know where Jack Nicklaus is from.
I know
what college you went to, Timbo. Say it. What college did Jack Nicklaus go to, Timbo?
He went to an Ohio State University.
The Ohio State University. And he holds the record for the most wins at the Masters, Timbo.
That's only because Tiger Woods' wife was better with a 4-iron than Tiger was that night.
Yeah, but golf is a calling and it's a sport, Timbo. It really is. But I'll tell you, the Masters this year, it's going off flawlessly. And yesterday, you know, those three players playing, and it was just incredible to watch it. It's hard for me to sit here at the house. I know I should be down there smoking cigars, having a great time, watching the match, dropping off my favorite Pablo Picasso golf balls all over the course that say, let's go Brandon on them. Now I just said it on video. The Secret Service is going to show up looking for me. That's the guy we've been looking for years. He's the one dropping the golf balls all over the place to say FJB and let's go Brandon all over the golf course with the hole in my pants as I'm going across 12.
There you go. Another great flyover state report. Another great state Kimmel, of the nation Colonel here Steve. On today's News Talk. We're going to have to leave it there, Chuck. Stay tuned right here on today's News Talk for the Jason Burmish Show. For Brian Hesher McClain, I'm Timothy Shea. Until next time, God bless you. God bless these United States. Keep fighting the good fight.